All that campaigning means hard work in the holiday season. For about half of American workers, this week has meant time off.
For some, it's an especially busy time, though, for finishing year-end business or covering for absent colleagues. And as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, being stuck at work between the holidays is, for some, a secret pleasure.
Things are unusually quiet at Enterprise Rent-A-Car at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. Traffic is uncharacteristically light.
Okay, hold on one second, please.
For Louise Tucker Mitchell, answering phones in the back office, that's just fine.
This is the free time where you can just sort everything out, you know, and get it done.
Like going through piles of unfiled papers, sorting through the lost and found and calling the owners of those items, and, of course, enjoying office holiday potlucks with her colleagues.
Honey, let me tell you something. She's the smallest one that works there, okay? If you see the rest of us, you know we eat.
There's roast chicken, sometimes turkey, green beans, and lots of talk about cocktails and Tucker Mitchell's favorite, a sweet wine called Moscato.
Isn't it good? Oh, come on, let's go to my house and pick up the bottles we got, okay?
Rentals spike before and after the holidays, but in between, it's almost like having a holiday at work. Almost.
Oh, we got a call. Thank you for choosing Enterprise Servicing Ronald Reagan National Airport. This is Louise. How may I help you?
And there is, of course, another benefit to working on holidays. Pay is double time and a half.
Oh, honey, I love it. I love working holidays. You know how fat that check looks? Need a wheelbarrow to take it to the bank.
According to a recent survey, 56% of U.S. workers going to the office this week. Many will use the time to catch up on work. Over a third say they don't expect to be productive.
So what we found is that most people, the offices are open, business is still going, but really there's not much work done.
Andrew Brown is communications director for Regis, a flexible workspace company that commissioned the survey. He says it's worth debating whether most businesses should be open at all. He says he expects in coming years that more employers will opt to shut down. But shutting down is not an option for everyone. And Adam Triger says doing so can raise some thorny issues. Triger is an employment lawyer in California. He says companies aren't obligated to pay their non-salaried workers if they shut down for business.
Certainly there's issues of morale, too, and the way employees, you know, feel about holiday closures. And you don't want to necessarily put your employees out of work and not getting paid during that time when they need the money to buy gifts and other things. So that's an issue, too, that a lot of employers have to think about.
Are you working the week between Christmas and New Year's?
Yes, as a partner in my law firm, I'm not an employee, so I'm always working.
Nor is it quitting time for Trip Kucera in Boston. Kucera says he loves working this week. With very few meetings to break up his day, it gives this research analyst a chance to clean what he estimates is 3 inches of paper stacked all over his desk.
I'm kind of a messy person at the desk, but I like things clean, right? So
Kucera is also tackling unanswered emails, and it all makes him feel like he can start the new year fresh. He says he might even have a chance to catch up with some colleagues.
It's like you see another person in the office, and you're like, oh, you're here. Wow. Okay, cool. Not alone.
Not alone. An easy work week loves company. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.